sbibc.com/transfer पर जाएं।
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी की लड़ाई जिंदगी की सब तो औखी लड़ाई होंदी है, क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे होंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने। उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी, कस्टडी किस नूं मिलेगी, ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहणगे।
SNS लॉयर्स को इन्हां सारे सवालां दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है। अपने हक जानन लई या सलाह लैण लई अज ही SNS लॉयर्स नूं कॉल करो 416-655-2000।
ओ मैं क्या जल्दी तैयार हो जा, फर्नीचर पसंद करदे करदे भी टाइम लगना।
हाँ, सोडी फर्नीचर ही ता जाना है, अपने घर दे कोल एयरपोर्ट रोड वाली लोकेशन ते।
हो नहीं, हुन आपा उना दी कैनेडी लोकेशन ते जाना, हुन उना दा पूरा स्टाफ पूरी क्वालिटी नाल इको छत नीचे अपनियां सर्विसेज देवेगा।
सोडी फर्नीचर कम्युनिटी दा सब तो पुराना फर्नीचर स्टोर हुन अपना फर्नीचर कैनेडी लोकेशन तो ही सेल करेगा। अपनी पसंद दा फर्नीचर वधिया डील्स ते लैण लई अज ही आओ इना दी कैनेडी लोकेशन 142 कैनेडी Road South Brampton Day. Call 905-874-7171.
जैसे मजीद कारोबार और खिदमात दोबारा खुल रही हैं, हम सबको एक दूसरे को महफूज रखने की कोशिश जारी रखनी चाहिए। जिस्मानी फासला रखने का अमल जारी रखिए और 2 मीटर का फासला रखें। जहां जिस्मानी फासला रखना दुश्वार हो और लाजमी हो, वहां फेस मास्क पहने, कसरत से हाथों को धोना जारी रखें। अगर आपको फिक्र हो कि आपको COVID-19 हो सकता है या आपका सामना वायरस से हुआ है, तो आप मुआयना करवाएं। घर के अंदर या बाहर महफूज रहें, जिंदगियां बचाएं। मजीद मालूमात के लिए ontario.ca/coronavirus मुलाहिजा करें। हुकूमत ओंटेरियो की जानिब से अदायगी करता।
अकाल ट्रक ल्यूब दी ग्रैंड ओपनिंग, थाडे जाने पहचाने राजा या फिर जस ट्रक दी बेहतरीन क्वालिटी सर्विस दे नाल फिर वारंटी। अकाल ट्रक एंड ल्यूब
ड्राइव थ्रू,
अकाल ट्रक एंड ल्यूब
ट्रक वॉश,
अकाल ट्रक एंड ल्यूब
रिपेयर,
अकाल ट्रक एंड ल्यूब
टायर सर्विस,
अकाल ट्रक एंड ल्यूब।
Call Jess or Raja 905-565-1100.
1776 Myerside Drive in Mississauga. A car, truck and Duke.
वक्त बदला तो वक्त के साथ बदले एंटरटेनमेंट के साधन भी। अब केबल, सैटेलाइट या IPTV बॉक्स की कोई जरूरत नहीं। आज ही डाउनलोड करिए ईबाबा एंटरटेनमेंट ऐप। ईबाबा एंटरटेनमेंट ऐप एंड्रॉइड TV और सेटअप बॉक्स गूगल प्ले स्टोर पर अवेलेबल है। सो जल्दी से जल्दी खुद भी ये ऐप डाउनलोड कीजिए और अपने फैमिली फ्रेंड्स के साथ ये जानकारी शेयर कीजिए। ईबाबा एंटरटेनमेंट ऐप।
आयशा, ये तुम क्या सर पकड़ कर बैठी हो?
घर में मेहमान आ रहे हैं और मुझे 10 जगहों पर जाना पड़ेगा ग्रोसरी के लिए।
10 जगह क्यों, एक ही जगह है फातिमा ग्रोसर्स।
फातिमा ग्रोसर्स?
जी हाँ, फातिमा ग्रोसर्स मसाले, ताज़ा सब्जियाँ, फल, हलाल गोश्त, मैरिनेटेड मीट आइटम्स और स्पेशल बीफ स्टेक्स भी। ग्रोसरी का सारा सामान साजो आवाज के रेफरेंस पर स्पेशल डिस्काउंट भी। मैकलॉगलन और ब्रिस्टल के इंटरसेक्शन पर न्यू फातिमा ग्रोसर्स, 512 ब्रिस्टल रोड, वेस्ट ऑफ मिसिसागा। 9058487000। फातिमा ग्रोसर्स, सबसे जबरदस्त।
हिप से डेंटल कवरेज नहीं, मगर साहब आप परेशान मत होइएगा, डॉक्टर फयाज कुरैशी अब 2 क्लिनिक से आपको सर्विस देते हैं। किसी और जगह जाने की जरूरत नहीं है, तमाम डेंटल ट्रीटमेंट अंडर वन रूफ। रूट केनाल, ऑर्थोडॉन्टिक्स ट्रीटमेंट है, ब्रेसिस है, सर्जिकल एक्सट्रैक्शन है, तो बस सिर्फ एक ही नाम, डॉक्टर फयाज कुरैशी, मिसिसागा और स्कारब्रो। आप अपनी मर्जी से अपॉइंटमेंट बनाइए। खवातीन के लिए पर्दे का खास इंतजाम और फीमेल डेंटिस्ट। 9052325678 2325678। डॉक्टर फयाज कुरैशी।
क्या आप एक कार एक्सीडेंट में इन्वॉल्व हैं और आपको बेहतरीन लॉयर की तलाश है? हेमोफार प्रेजेंस की आपके लिए एक जाना पहचाना लॉयर है और मैं आपकी अपनी अंजुम कुरैशी आपके मसलों को उन तक पहुंचाती हूं। हमारी कंसल्टेंसी बिल्कुल फ्री है। कार एक्सीडेंट में आपका मशवरा लेना आपका कानूनी हक है। आप हमें कॉल कर सकते हैं 416-570-0157। जी हाँ, 416-570-0157।
Mesmerize Opticals, sunglasses, eyeglasses and contact lenses.
Doctor on site, get your eyesight checked. Mesmerize Optical.
Markham and Shepherd, 1789 Markham Road, 416-335-0786.
Tele Time Electronics, LEDs और Home Appliances की Hottest और Branded Range के साथ 0% Finance, गारंटी ऑन लोएस्ट प्राइसेस और फ्री डिलीवरी इन GTA. तो इंतजार कैसा, अभी विजिट करें टेली टाइम ब्रैम्पटन 280 रदरफोर्ड रोड या स्प्रिंगडेल स्क्वायर शॉपिंग सेंटर या इटोबिको 1770 एल्बियन रोड या 9909 मार्कम रोड. मजीद तफसीलात के लिए कॉल करें 9054551666. टेली टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स.
कहते हैं कि माया को खींचे माया कर लंबे हाथ. हैरिसन द मेजेस्टिक मॉर्गेजेस के साथ रेजिडेंशियल कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज रीफाइनेंसिंग आपने करनी है, किसी किस्म की इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रॉपर्टी लेनी है, सारे बैंकर्स और लेंडर्स के साथ डीप ताल्लुक आता है इनके. आपको फाइनेंसिंग का बंदोबस्त भी हो जाएगा और चार्जेस भी कोई नहीं देने पड़ेंगे. हैरिसन जी बड़ी कमाल की तिकड़म लड़ा सकते हैं. बस आप कॉल कर लीजिए और पैसे का अरेंज हो जाएगा. $228 से $1,000 महीना कैसे बचा सकते हैं? कॉल हैरिसन Now 6472281000 Harry Sond of Majestic Mortgages.
चाहते हैं हमारे फ्रॉम मुजफ्फर आपके साथ बहुत शुक्रिया. हॉट स्टार के बारे में मैं आपको बताना चाहती हूँ. हॉट स्टार प्रीमियर नाइट्स, क्योंकि साहब मैं ये कहती हूँ कि अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने दुनिया को, दुनिया की कसम भी, ज़माने की अल्लाह ने कसम भी खाई कुरान पाक में, और कहते हैं कि ज़माने को बुरा मत कहो क्योंकि तुम खुद ज़माना हो. मैं जिसका ज़िक्र करने जा रही हूँ हॉट स्टार का, और हॉट स्टार दुनिया में रहते हुए आप अच्छी चीज़ों को सीखें, देखें, देखना अल्लाह की दुनिया, देखते रहिएगा. बिगेस्ट ये है, स्ट्रेट आपकी स्क्रीन के ऊपर आप अपने घर में देख सकते हैं, हॉट स्टार प्रीमियर नाइट्स, जिसमें ब्लॉकबस्टर स्ट्रीमिंग है, 7 बॉलीवुड मूवीज स्ट्रेट ऑन योर स्क्रीन. अभी हमने आगे जाके अच्छी बातें भी करनी है, मगर हम दुनिया को भी साथ लेके चल रहे हैं. आपको पता है ना, तो खुदकशी हलाल है, यानी हम खुदसूसी भी नहीं कर सकते, अपने आप को मार भी नहीं सकते. अल्लाह ने दुनिया में भेजा है, दोनों रास्ते मेरे सामने हैं, ये करूँ वॉट एवर आई डू. तो हम दीन की बात भी करेंगे, हम दुनिया की बात भी लेकर के चलेंगे. मगर हॉट स्टार एक, अगर आप इसको सब्सक्राइब करते हैं, देखिए कितना, इट्स नॉट बिग डील, 12 चौके 48, यानी लेस देन $4 a month से $3.80 $3.70. हॉट स्टार सब्सक्राइब करें, जिसमें यू कैन वॉच ऑल क्रिकेट मैचेस लाइव फ्रॉम द ग्राउंड. आप क्रिकेट के मैचेस देख सकते हैं, आप बॉलीवुड की मूवीज़ देख सकते हैं, आप इसमें ड्रामास वगैरह देख सकते हैं, लाइव कवरेज फ्रॉम 2020 सीजन की, और प्लस ऑल योर फेवरेट इंडियन मूवीज, टीवी शोज एंड न्यूज़. यानी दुनिया ने एक ततीतर एक बटे लड़ने में थे दोनों शेर, लड़ते लड़ते हो गई तुम गुम, एक की चोंच और एक की तुम, यही दुनिया है. और यू नो सदा से आज, बल्कि मेरी नज़र से एक चीज़ गुजरी, क्या चीज़ थी, आज से 100 years ago 100 साल पहले की एक किताबत मेरी नज़र से गुजरी, एक तहरीर मेरी नज़र से गुजरी. और तहरीर क्या थी कि उस ज़माने में 100 years ago से टुडे इज़ 2020 में लोग फंड्स इकट्ठा किया करते होते थे फॉर द पीपल ऑफ मक्का. इट इज सरप्राइजिंग ना, या इट इज सरप्राइजिंग. तब भी लोग फंड इकट्ठा करते थे, अब जरा फंड्स की तरीके मुख्तलिफ हो गए हैं, ज्यादा इकट्ठा होने शुरू हो गए हैं. तो बहरहाल मैं आपसे जो बात करती थी, हॉट स्टार की बात कर रही थी. आप पूरी दुनिया के चैनल्स देख सकते हैं, सॉरी पूरी दुनिया के जो क्रिकेट के लाइव मैचेस देख सकते हैं, मूवीज देख सकते हैं, ड्रामास देख सकते हैं, पूरी दुनिया से बाखबर रहते हुए दुनिया की न्यूज आप वॉच कर सकते हैं. हॉट स्टार अगर आप सब्सक्राइब करते हैं, इट विल कॉस्ट यू $45 per month. अगेन $3.80 $0.75 पर डे पर मंथ. नॉट अ बैड डील मैन, इट्स अ वेरी गुड डील. एंड हॉट स्टार, बट ऑफकोर्स नॉर्मली इसकी प्राइस मेरा ख्याल है $6 ज़्यादा है, बट इफ़ यू मैंशन प्रोमो कोड ई आवाज़ दैन इट विल बी हाउ मच, या 45, यू आर राइट. स्कूल ऑफ इस्लामिक लेगेसी कैनेडा, लिविंग इन कैनेडा, बल्कि आई केम अक्रॉस अनदर स्कूल एज वेल, मैं उसके बारे में भी आपको ज़रूर बताऊँगी. मगर इस्लामिक लेगेसी कैनेडा सिल्क के नाम से ही जाना जाता है. अब बल्कि आज जो हमारे गेस्ट हैं अब्दुल वहाब, जब इनका बात हो रही थी, इन्होंने भी 101 इंस्टीट्यूशन के ये फाउंडर हैं, दैट ऑल्सो स्टार्ट्स विद एस, मैं उसकी तरफ भी आपको लेके चलूँगी बाद में. इन्होंने भी जो स्टार्ट किया था सालिक अकेडमी के ये हैं, मगर मैं इस वक्त जिसका जिक्र कर रही हूँ, दिस अकेडमी इज़ इन मिसिसागा एंड सिल्क के नाम से, SILC सिल्क के नाम से, स्कूल ऑफ इस्लामिक लेगेसी कैनेडा. इट्स अ वीकेंड इस्लामिक स्कूल, $35 per month इसकी फीस है. मगर इसमें कोई रिस्ट्रिक्शन नहीं है. से यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड $35 पर मंथ, देन देर आर पीपल हु कैन पे फॉर योर किड. स्कूल ऑफ इस्लामिक लेगेसी फॉर लास्ट 7 years से ये ऑपरेटिव है. 40 इसके स्टाफ मेंबर्स हैं, 200 के करीब स्टूडेंट्स हैं. 4 साल से लेके 19 साल की उम्र तक के बच्चे यहाँ दाखिल हो सकते हैं. रजिस्ट्रेशन के लिए आप तारिक वारी साहब से बात कीजिए. हम कोशिश करेंगे तारिक वारी साहब से आपकी मुलाकात भी करवा दें. उनका नंबर 4169533984 सेल के नाम से. स्कूल ऑफ इस्लामिक लेगेसी कैनेडा, ये मिसेस सागा में स्ट्रीट्सविल सेकेंडरी स्कूल में ये है सैटरडे संडे स्कूल. एक और इन्फॉर्मेशन है एसएस पेंटिंग की, जिसको सलीम सिद्दीकी इसको रन करते हैं. अगर आपने अपने घर में पेंट करवाना है, बेहतरीन पेंट करेंगे. द ब्यूटी ऑफ दिस इज मतलब मैंने खुद एक दीवार पेंट की. यू नो व्हाट, इट टुक मी वन डे पेंट वन साइड, टुक मी वन डे पेंट अदर साइड. और जब फिर मैंने देखा ऊपर से तो लाइन टेढ़ी थी, बट यू नो आई फील गुड, आई डिड इट माई सेल्फ. You know what? I take the pride. मगर जो काम मैंने एसएस पेंटिंग से करवाया, फ्लॉलेस. कहते हैं ड्राई वॉल की रिपेयर, अगर इफ नीडेड कहीं कील कांटे लगे हुए हैं दे विल रिपेयर इट. वाटर डैमेज, अगर येलो स्पॉट्स हैं तो उनको ख़त्म करेंगे. वॉल पेपर अगर लगा हुआ है तो उसको रिमूव करना है. प्रोफेशनल पॉपकॉर्न रू जो सीलिंग है वो भाई वाकई प्रोफेशनल है. यानी रोलर को आप एक दफा चला के दोबारा फेड़ दें तो वो सारी की सारी पॉपकॉर्न उतर के हाथ में आ जाती है. या यस तो पेंट कराने के लिए सुहेल सदीकी का नंबर 6472711974 2174174. कश्मीर कढ़ाई पॉइंट पे आपने ज़रूर जाना, मैं एक बार फिर आपको लेके चलूँ. ये वो लोग हैं जो कश्मीर से इनका ताल्लुक है, मुजफ्फराबाद से इनका ताल्लुक है, एंड वो इसको रन करते हैं. इट्स ब्यूटिफुल अंदर से, उसकी अगर एम्बियांस को अगर आप देखते हैं, वेरी नाइस प्लेस. टू बी ऑनेस्ट आई वॉज नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग दैट. आई वॉज देयर 4-5-10-7 दिन पहले. आई वॉज देयर स्कूल ऑफ कश्मीर कढ़ाई पॉइंट, आप भी जरूर जाइए. 225 कैसल ओक क्रॉसिंग इन ब्रैम्पटन. CIBC का बैंक भी है वहाँ पे, और भी छोटी छोटी जगह हैं. ये हाईवे 50 के ऊपर आपको मिलती है. या हाईवे 50 या पता चल गया ना आपको, बस 225 कैसल ओक क्रॉसिंग. अब तो खैर जिंदगी बड़ी आसान है, टेलीफोन के बीच में फीड करें, इट विल टेक यू राइट देयर एंड देन. है ना, नंबर नोट कर लीजिएगा 4905758509975850999 उनका नंबर है. चलिए साहब खबरें आपके साथ सवा 5 बजे शेयर करेंगे. आई हैव बहुत खूबसूरत नशीद जुनेद जमशेद, मेरे दिल से दुआ निकलती है. अल्लाह ताला कहते हैं ना नेक लोग, वो कहते हैं दुनिया उत्ते रखो बंदे ऐसा बैण खलोण, जीवें जींदा होवें ते नाल हसन सारे, मर जावें ते रोण. आप देखिएगा जुनेद जमशेद, मेरा ख्याल है बेख्तियार मेरे जैसे लोग जब उसका नाम भी लेते हैं तो बेख्तियार मुँह से दुआ निकलती है, या अल्लाह उसके दर्जात को बुलंद करना, आमीन सुम आमीन. उनकी ये नशीद मुझे बहुत अच्छी लगती है. मौला मेरा दिल बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे. आप भी समाज फरमाइए. अल्लाह करे कि, वो कहते हैं ना कि जब अल्लाह का करम हो तो इंसान को सीधे रास्ते की हिदायत खुद ब खुद मिल जाती है, और जब दिल ही बंद होगा तो फिर हिदायत क्या खाक की मिलनी है. नो नो चांस. मौला मेरा दिल बदल दे,
मेरा दिल बदल दे, मेरा दिल बदल दे, मेरा दिल बदल दे, मेरा दिल बदल दे, मेरा दिल बदल दे, मेरा दिल बदल दे, मेरा दिल बदल दे. मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे. हवाओं हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे. खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे. बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. گناہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گناہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں. بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں. مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے, ہٹا لوں آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے. جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں, کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں. تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. میرا دل بدل دے, میرا دل بدل دے, میرا دل بدل دے, میرا دل بدل دے. پڑا ہوں تیرے در پہ دل شکستہ, پڑا ہوں تیرے در پہ دل شکستہ. رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے, تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے. بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے. میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا, میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا. بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے.
ہو بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. تھینک یو ویری مچ ایوری باڈی. اینڈ پنجابی ٹیوشن, آئی لو یو. یو نو واٹ, بیوٹی لائز ان دا آئیز آف بی ہولڈر بیکاز یو آر گڈ. لیٹ می ٹیل یو, آئی آلویز تھنک اس دنیا میں چند اچھے لوگ ہیں جن کی وجہ سے یہ دنیا چلتی جا رہی ہے, ورنہ اٹس ویری ایزی ٹو سناب ادرس, اٹس ویری ایزی ٹو ڈسگریس ادرس. مگر کسی کو اپریشیٹ کر کے اس کو حوصلہ دینا بہت کم لوگوں کا شیوا ہوتا ہے. تھینک یو ویری مچ, آئی لو یو. یو آر ویری پریٹی ایز ویل, آئی کین سی یو. چودھری مرتضی خان, تھینک یو ویری مچ. اینڈ ناؤ آئی ول گو فارورڈ ود مائی گیسٹ. عبد الوہاب سلیم از اے کینیڈین اسلامک اسکالر, ماشاء اللہ. ماں باپ کا, ان کے فادر, ہز فادر از پروفیشنلی این انجینئر, مگر پھر زندگی جس جگہ پہ لے کے آئی اپنے بچوں کو, انہوں نے اعلیٰ تعلیم حاصل کروائی اور اعلیٰ تعلیم میں انہوں نے قرآن اور سنہ کی تعلیم حاصل کی. قرآن پاک میری زندگی کا مینول آف مائی لائف ہے, یعنی یہ نہیں کہ مجھے صرف عربی آتی ہو. آئی مسٹ انڈرسٹینڈ قرآن. وین آئی ریڈ قرآن آئی مسٹ انڈرسٹینڈ قرآن. اٹ ٹاکس ٹو می, یہ مجھے میری زندگی کا جینے کا طریقہ کار سکھاتا ہے. ہم کہتے ہیں کہ قرآن کی ایک آیت پڑھنے کا 30 گنا ثواب ہے, 10 گنا ثواب ہے. بٹ آپ امیجن کیجئے گا, دیٹ از اے مینول. آپ ایک مشین خرید کے لے کے آتے ہیں, ہم مشین کو تب تک آپریٹو نہیں کر سکتے جب تک ہم اس کا مینول نہیں پڑھتے. تو قرآن از مائی لائفس مینول. عبد الوہاب کینیڈین اسلامک اسکالر ہیں, اسپیکر بھی ہیں, اے ینگ مین, اینڈ آف کورس ہی از اے رائٹر, ہی از اے آتھر ایز ویل. آپ نے بے شمار دنیا جہان کے علماء کرام سے ملاقات کی, بات کی, ان سے سیکھا بھی, اور یقیناً ان تعلیمات کو آگے لے کر کے چل رہے ہیں. آپ نے عربک اور اسلامک کلچر میں ڈپلوما لیا, بیچلر آف ایجوکیشن فک میں کیا. ایک اور چیز ہے جس کو میں بعد میں پتا کروں گی, یوئل فک. What is Yugal Fiqh?
Usul al-Fiqh.
Usul al-Fiqh. Oh my God. Usul. U-S-U-A-L ہوتا ہے نا, یوئل جب ہم کہتے ہیں. اصول الفقہ یعنی فقہ کے اصول. آپ امیجن کیجئے کہ میری زندگی قرآن, سنت اور فقہ کے اوپر ہے. ہم انہی چیزوں کے بارے میں تھوڑی سی بات ان سے ضرور کریں گے. آپ نے بیچلر کنگ سعود یونیورسٹی سے, یہ ریاض سے یہ اپنی تعلیم حاصل کی. اس کے علاوہ پوسٹ گریجویٹ ڈپلوما اسلامک بینکنگ اینڈ انشورنس فرام یونائٹڈ کنگڈم. ہیں اسلامک بینکنگ کا تو مجھے پتا تھا, مگر انشورنس میں بھی فرام دا یونائٹڈ کنگڈم میں. اس کے بعد آپ نے ماسٹر آف آرٹ تفسیر اور علوم القرآن میں آپ نے کیا ملائیشیا سے. اس کے علاوہ آپ یقیناً اسلام کی تعلیمات کو آگے بڑھانے میں بھی, آف کورس ہی از لائسنسڈ پرسن, اس کی بھی ان کے پاس سرٹیفیکیشن ہے. عبد الوہاب سلیم سالک اکیڈمی کے بھی فاؤنڈر ہیں. اس کے بعد اسلامک سائنس اینڈ یونیورسٹی کالج آف نیئرلی ڈیکیڈ, پچھلے 10 سال سے ان چیزوں کو لک آفٹر کر رہے ہیں. لیکچرز دیے ہیں انہوں نے, پڑھایا ہے مختلف کنٹریز میں اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ. اور اس کے علاوہ آپ ٹیلی ویژن اسٹیشنس کے اوپر, یوٹیوب چینلس کے اوپر ان کے ہیں. آئی ویلکم عبد الوہاب سلیم. السلام علیکم, اینڈ ہاؤ آر یو ٹوڈے مائی ڈیئر سن؟
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ. I'm doing very well and it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you very much. You know, when I called you son, Majid Jamal must have reservations because you always think Arifa cannot have a pious son. My son is very pious and I have pious sons like Abdul Wahab because I am always ready to learn from people like him, and that is the reason they are invited here. It's a beautiful month and it is month of Ramadan, and I, a brother of mine, month of Muharram, Muharram al-Haram, the first month of our Islamic calendar. Before we started a program, a brother of mine called, and when I was saying that dunya ka wajood Muharram mein aya tha, Hazrat Adam alaihi salam ka zikr kiya, Hazrat Musa alaihi salam, jahan se humne isliye Hazrat Musa alaihi salam ka zikr kiya tha, ki aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne jab hijrat ki thi aur aap Madina tashreef leke gaye the, that was 10 Muharram. اور لوگ روزہ رکھ رہے تھے تو آپ نے 2 دن روزہ رکھنے کا کہا, تو ہم نے اس حوالے سے اس کا ذکر کیا تھا. قیامت کے بارے میں بھی کہا جاتا ہے کہ یہ ہوگا. اٹس اے ویری اسپیشل دن. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے پیارے نواسے کی شہادت کا دن بھی یہی 10 محرم کا دن ہے. یقیناً اس لحاظ سے اس دن کو اور بھی اہمیت مل جاتی ہے. محرم الحرام کے بارے میں بھی ہم بات کریں گے. بیٹا, قرآن پاک میں اس کا ذکر جب آیا تو ان 4 مہینوں میں, دس از ون آف دا منتھ جس میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ اس میں جدال, لڑائی جھگڑا بند.
So firstly, when we speak about the calendar, the Islamic calendar as a whole, we have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged us to keep a calendar that is distinct, and it happens to be a lunar calendar.
Okay? MashaAllah.
That's something that Allah spoke about quite distinctly in the Quran when He told us that they're asking you about the different positions of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that those positions are meant to give you dates.
Mm.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged in that the dates should be done through a lunar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was the calendar that was followed by, early Muslims and early people all around, because it's an easy calendar to follow when we consider just being able to see the different stations of the moon through the naked eye. And for that reason, it's very encouraged for every Muslim to have some sort of connection to this calendar, the Hijri calendar, okay? And subhanAllah, this Hijri calendar, the more a Muslim is connected to his faith, the more he will somehow be connected to this Hijri calendar as well, because all of our actions that are related to our acts of worship, they're all related to this Hijri calendar, right? And that's and the start of this Hijri calendar is in the month that we happen to be in right now, which is the month of Muharram. And about Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to Muharram in one place in the Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, when He says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا fi kitabillah, that the months of the months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happen to be 12 months according to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was decreed the day Allah created the heavens and the earth. From them four happen to be hurum. They happen to be sacred. So one of these sacred months is the month that we happen to be in, and that's the month of Muharram. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an address to us and tells us of these very, very uniquely sacred months. Now, what does it mean that they're sacred? This is an important question. What does it mean that these months happen to be sacred? What it means is that Allah will increase the reward of any good that a person does during these months. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase also the punishment for any evil that a person does during
these periods.
So every time Allah makes something sacred, whether it be time or place, okay, what happens is the reward increases and also the punishment increases as well.
If you do wrong, get ready to get more punishment.
More punishment, because there's more sacredness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this, right? So let me just ask you a question that I think that every Muslim will automatically have an answer to. If someone has a haram in mind, la qadar Allah, someone decides to do something like drinking, okay? So he has this haram, or she has this haram in mind. If they take this haram and they do it in Mecca, already just by hearing the word Mecca, we feel like the guilt should be a lot more, right?
Right.
Because Allah has made Mecca more sacred. There's more sacredness that Allah has attached to this earth, this land.
Yeah.
So because of that, and through that, we can realize what we're trying to say about time over here. Just as Allah has made places which are sacred, similarly Allah has also made time which is sacred as well. Now, if a person is in a time which is sacred, but not in a place which is sacred, then the reward is going to be to a certain degree. But then the time is sacred and also the place is sacred. Someone is in Muharram.
Sorry, my apologies.
No problem. Someone is in Muharram, for instance, and they have the opportunity to be in Mecca at the same time, and they do their fasting or they do their ibadat in Mecca, in Muharram. Of course, now the reward will be just that much
more. Higher.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Similarly, the punishment also becomes more as well if someone is in the month of Muharram, or they're in the month of Ramadan, for instance, which is also a sacred period, and they do something which is haram inside of Mecca, for instance, again, the punishment will also increase as well. So this is what it means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, minha arba'atun hurum. From them happen to be four which are hurum. Now, what are these four which are hurum that are sacred? Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram. These are back to back.
Yeah.
That's why they say in Arabic that thalathatun sard, three back to back. Wahidun fard, one of them is alone, which is Rajab. Okay?
Oh.
So three.
So Tawbah, is it mentioned in the, it's a detail though.
Oh, it is detail. It's not mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, but they say this in as a phrase to remember.
Three are linked to each one after another, and Rajab is separate.
Rajab is by itself, exactly. This is not to be, by the way, mixed with another 3 months, which are the months of the Hajj. Okay, often these two are confused, where the three of Hajj, which happen to be Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So these are often confused with these. So they're not to be confused, although they overlap, as you can see, right? Dhul-Qa'dah, there they overlap, but they're not the same. They're not one and the same. They're not to be confused with each other. And of course, even Shawwal, even Dhul-Qa'dah, and even Dhul-Hijjah, all of them have their own virtue as well. But they're not to be confused. Those are Ashhur al-Hajj, the months of Hajj. These are the months which are sacred, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a special sacredness to. And by the way, this is something that is not specifically in our religion, because probably during the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, also they used to consider these sacred months. How do we know this? Well, firstly, because Allah tells us in the Quran that the months are 12. From them are four which are sacred. This was the day in which Allah created the heavens and the earth. Okay? So he said all of this happened on the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. That's the first thing. Second thing is that the Arabs also, the pagan Arabs, they used to also consider these months very sacred. And that's why they wouldn't initiate war during these months in the early time. Okay, but then later on, that rule of not initiating war within these months, that became abrogated in Islam, but the sacredness of these months, it remained. So this is the sacredness of these months. Now, within these months, of course, is the first of them is Muharram. The first of them in terms of the calendar year is Muharram. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to us in an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said that أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي تَدْعُونَهُ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The best of fasting after the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah which you refer to as Muharram. So not just Ashura, because a lot of us only know about Ashura. Rather, the entire month is an opportunity for us to fast. The best that one can do is
9th and 10th or 10th or 11th, but it's better to fast able, all month.
If you're able, then this is the best opportunity to fast outside of Ramadan, according to the hadith of Abu Hurairah, and according to the statement of the Prophet ﷺ himself, where he said the best of fast after the fasting of Ramadan is the fast that of the month which you refer to as Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah which is sacred. Now there's another very important thing over here. Notice the Prophet ﷺ, he called this month not just Muharram.
Month of Allah.
The month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time in the Quran or the Sunnah, when something is connected or attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's meant to do so, to increase its status. And that's why when Allah talks about in the story of Salih, the Naqa, the she-camel, he says, Naqatullah, hadihi Naqatullah. This is the she-camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when we refer to the house of Allah, the bait of Allah, the Kaaba, we say house of Allah. It's not literally the house of Allah such that Allah resides there.
Referred
it's,
to.
It's simply supposed to raise the status of this. Similarly, that she-camel is, you know, to raise this the sacredness of that she-camel and so forth.
She-camel is the camel which is mentioned in Quran, jiski koonchein kaat di gayi
thi. Yes, of course. The
jiski koonchein kaat di gayi thi. Ye kaun se prophet ka?
Salih.
Prophet Salih ka waqia, unki untni. To usko she-camel, yani Allah ki untni kaha gaya. Achha, I learned something new today. One thing is, can I ask you a question? Okay. Nalaik shagird hamesha beech mein sawal poochta hai. You said that Muharram, of course, is ka zikr Quran Pak mein hai, four sacred months ka zikr hai, and the heaven and earth was created on this month. Usme Hazrat Ibrahim se bhi aapne link kiya. But this Hijri calendar was founded in year 622. It starts from the time when Prophet, peace be upon him, he traveled from Makkah Muazzama to Medina Pak. So, but these months, were the people aware even before that about these Islamic Hijri calendar? No.
Okay. So the months were the months of the Arabs. They were used to these months. But the difference that happened was that one of the practices that the Arabs had was they would sometimes play around with the order of the months. Okay. Mm. They would play around with the orders of the month. And what does that mean? What that means is that sometimes, because of the fact that Allah had forbidden initiating war, or let's put it this way, because of the fact that the Arabs at that time believed it was impermissible to initiate war during these 4 months, okay, what they would do is, if they wanted to initiate war, they would play around and swap the...
change the days.
Okay? So there was a lot of that swapping happened, and during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, he actually mentioned to us in a hadith that on this day, the time has come back to its original essence. Meaning, the way that Allah had ordered the months, that order has come back. And that's why that reordering occurred, and it remained that way till today. So that was a difference. Otherwise, they knew these months. The names of them were known to the Arabs. And in fact, some of them, in fact, all of them come from Arab culture, the names.
Okay, so these were even before that. But yeah. From year 622... جب آپ حضرت محمد نے ہجرت کی ہے اس کے بعد پھر اس کے پکا سٹیٹس ان کو مل گیا تھا. تھینک یو ویری مچ.
Now of course there's also another thing to point out over here. There is another Hijri calendar as well, and that is the Hijri Rumi calendar. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that Hijri Rumi calendar is not the Hijri lunar calendar, it's the Hijri solar calendar. So in our times, a lot of Muslim countries around the world have adopted the Gregorian calendar, saying that The problem with the Hijri calendar is you never know how long the month will be because the lunar cycle changes from year to year, month to month, and so forth, right? So because to solve that problem, the Ottoman Empire had introduced the Hijri solar calendar, which is today in year 1300 something right now. Okay, so that calendar is still around, and that remained as an official calendar within the Ottoman Empire, but it was a solar calendar. And I go back to the point that Allah actually encouraged us to use a lunar system. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is in the Quran itself.
صحیح بہت زبردست. اب ہم آ جاتے ہیں محرم کی افادیت کا ذکر ہو گیا کہ کیا اس کی افادیت ہے. آف کورس احترام کا مہینہ, مگر ساتھ ساتھ میں بھی کہتی چلی جاؤں گی کہ جب ہم بات کرتے جا رہے ہیں نا تو اپنے دل کے اندر جھانکتے ضرور رہیے گا. اللہ نے کہا کہ اس مہینے کے بیچ میں لڑائی جدال فساد منع. ہم رکتے ہیں, ہر لیول کا خاندانی سطح کا بھی فساد ہے, ملکی سطح کا فساد بھی ہے, دنیاوی سطح کا بھی فساد ہے. تو کیا اللہ کی اس ٹیچنگ کے اوپر میں اور آپ عمل پیرا ہیں؟ پہلی بات. ناؤ ویل کم, آف کورس دیر آر مینی تھنگس لنک ٹو دس منتھ آف محرم. آف کورس اٹس اسپیشل بیکاز پروفٹس کے نیفیوز کی شہادت بھی اسی مہینے میں ہوئی ہے. مگر ایز یو سیڈ بیفور کہ ہم صرف محرم کو لنک کر دیتے ہیں ان کی شہادت کے ساتھ. یس, یہ اختتام تھا ہر چیز کا, نبی کے نواسوں کی شہادت. مگر دس منتھ از سیکرڈ, اور شاید اللہ نے ہر زیرو کو کہ میرے پیغمبر حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم بھی چلے گئے تو ان کے نواسوں کا وصال بھی اس عظیم مہینے کے بیچ میں ہوا. دیٹس آئی وڈ لنک اٹ ٹو.
I'm just going to take it back to something that I just think is important to admit at this point, and that is that that in terms of the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ, there shouldn't be any obscenity, there shouldn't be any malice, and there shouldn't be any jidal or any argument also in Hajj as well. That is actually referring to the other set of the months, which is the الحج أشهر معلومات. Hajj happens to be known and specific months, which is what?
Shawwal,
Dhul-Qa'da, and the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Mm-hmm. Again, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'da, and first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So that verse is in relation to that, although we can apply the general idea because these are sacred months, so we shouldn't be obscene within these months, we shouldn't have any malicious behavior within these months, and we shouldn't also have any argumentation. But the specific verse is in relation to الحج أشهر معلومات, the أشهر الحج, or the months of Hajj. When you asked me about the fadila or the virtue of this month, I forgot to mention a couple of important things. One of them is that that not only is this month virtuous to us as Muslims, this month is also virtuous to previous nations as well. Mm. And not only is the day of Ashura virtuous to us as Muslims, rather it's also virtuous to previous nations as well. So we know that in the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to fast the day of Ashura even prior to the Hijrah, even prior to migrating. And we know that even the Arabs, the Quraysh, they used to also fast the day of Ashura even prior to the migration of the Prophet and their acceptance of Islam, of course, right? This is something that's recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved to Medina, then Allah had given him another prescription, and that is to fast the month of Ramadan. So then at that point, also in authentic hadith, at that point the companions and the Prophet himself, everyone was told, don't worry about Ashura, go ahead and fast the month of Ramadan because this is your obligation at this junction. But what happened next was the Prophet met some of the Jews and he noticed that they were fasting on this day. So he literally asked them, as found in Sahih Ibn Hibban, he literally said, "Ma hadha? What are you doing? Why are you doing this?" Because he was shocked that they used to do this during
Ramadan,
during the pre-Islamic periods. Mm-hmm. And the Prophet knew the pagan Arabs of Mecca, the Arabs who associated partners with Allah at that time. He knew that they used to do this as well. So how come Jews are doing it? They are the people of the book. They must have some other reason more than just paganism, of course, right? So he asked them this question, and then they told the Prophet ﷺ that this is the day in which Allah saved Musa alayhi salam from drowning, and this is the day in which Allah drowned Fir'aun. And because of that, Musa fasted, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ said, we are more worthy of Musa than you. So then he fasted also on the day of Ashura, and he told everybody to fast as well. Now, towards the end of his life, what happened is, one of the companions, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said that, O Prophet of Allah, the Jews and the Christians, they all, you know, are very, very keen on fasting on this day, and they're very keen on revering this day. So the Prophet ﷺ wanted to be a little bit distinct. So he said, if I live to see the next year, then I'll also fast on the ninth. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he said this, but he died. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of that, he wasn't able to live for the next year.
Pe shak aa gaya ke wo log bhi rakhte hain, aapne bhi roza rakhte ho, unne kaha ke main jo agla saal mila to main 9 aur 10 ka roza rakhunga ya 10 ya 11 ka roza rakhunga rather than 1, I'll fast twice, 2 days. Anything else?
So this is all that I wanted to share in regards to the day of Ashura. And
sahar Ashura ka ye Allah ka shahar hai, Allah ka mahina isko Allah ne farmaya, Muharram ka mahina, aur Nabi ke nawason ka visal shahadat bhi isi mahine ke beech mein hui. Zahir hai, being a Musliman, hum us cheez ko zyada zehen mein rakhte hain ki Ashura ka din, shahadat ka din, 10 Muharram hai. یقیناً 770 کے اوپر بھی ہماری کوشش یہی ہے کہ میں نبی اکریم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی زندگی کے بارے میں کبھی سوچتی ہوں بیونڈ اینی تھنگ ایلس میں سوچتی ہوں کہ مجھے میرا بیٹا کتنا اچھا لگتا ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کو 2 بار اللہ نے نرینہ اولاد دی اور آپ سے لے لی کیونکہ ہمارے ہاں نسلیں بیٹوں سے چلتی ہیں مگر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی ہر کام میں مصلحت تھی اللہ کو یہ ثابت کرنا تھا کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے نام لیوا قیامت تک اس دنیا میں رہیں گے تو یہ نہیں کہ آپ کی نسل آپ کے بیٹے سے چلے گی اس میں میرے اللہ کی مصلحت تھی آپ کی چہیتی بیٹی جن کو خاتون جنت کہا جاتا ہے حضرت فاطمہ تو زہرا ان کی اوکوک سے یہ بیٹے ہوتے ہیں اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے اپنی زندگی کے 6 سال تک ان بچوں کے ساتھ وقت گزارا اگین اٹس اے کوشچن مارک فار آل آر مساجد اینڈ فار ایوری بڈی آف مائی ایج اینڈ ایلڈر ٹو می سے 55 سال سے اوپر کے ہر بندے سے میرا سوال ہے کہ آج مسجدوں میں جب بچے دوڑتے ہیں تو ہم نے جنہوں نے ساری زندگی میں گھٹا کھایا ہے ہم کہتے ہیں یہ بچوں کا مسجد میں داخلہ بند کرا دیں بچے شور بہت کرتے ہیں اگر بچے اس ماحول میں نہیں رہیں گے تو بچے اس کو لرن کیسے کریں گے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی زندگی کی طرف اگر میں بڑھتی ہوں آئی ڈونٹ نو میں نے غلط پڑھا کہ صحیح پڑھا کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے نواسے جب آپ سجدے پہ ہوتے تھے تو آپ کی کمر پہ سوار ہو جاتے تھے تو آپ اپنا سجدہ لمبا کر لیتے تھے ایم آئی رائٹ اور رانگ ڈو یو نو اباؤٹ دس اور ناٹ بھائی بھائی میں غلط تو نہیں کہہ رہی کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ اب وہ تو بچے تھے کہ وہ بچے بھاگتے کودتے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی کمر پہ اگر سجدے کی حالت میں سوار ہو جاتے تھے تو آپ اس نے سجدے کو لمبا کھینچ لیا کرتے ہوتے تھے تو یہ سوال ہے میرے لیے میری عمر کے تمام مرد اور عورتوں کے لیے جو یہاں کی مساجد میں جاتے ہیں اور وہ کہتے ہیں ان بچوں کا داخلہ بند کرائیں جی یہ شور بڑا کرتے ہیں عبادت کی طرف ہمیں راغب نہیں ہونے دیتے اللہ میرے شیطان کو مارے اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے اس قابل کرے کہ ولا حول ولا قوت الا باللہ العلی العظیم کوئی اور طاقت نہ رہے میرے سامنے سوائے اللہ کی طاقت کے یس بیٹا جانی آپ آئی واز ٹاکنگ ٹو یو اینڈ آئی واز ٹولڈ دیٹ یو ہیو ڈن بیچلر آف ایجوکیشن ان فقہ اینڈ اصول الفقہ واٹ از فقہ
سو فقہ از بیسیکلی another word for Islamic law. Fiqh and usul al-fiqh together, they comprise Islamic law because usul al-fiqh are the foundations based on which we derive rulings within Islam. And then fiqh are those rulings. So when someone says to you, this is halal and this is haram, that's studied in the science of fiqh. And then when someone goes behind the scenes and they actually try to figure out why this is halal and why this is haram, that is the science of usul al-fiqh. So my undergrad is actually in fiqh and usul al-fiqh. It's in Islamic studies in general, but my major is in fiqh and usul al-fiqh.
Yani fiqh ke asool, law, qawaneen aur zawabit, and all these fiqh are mentioned in Quran. So you have gone through the elaborations though.
Yeah, of course. So fiqh, there's many different places that you deduce fiqh from. Okay, but there are four primary places that we go to when we're trying to deduce law, Islamic law. So they can be summarized as a poet says, أصولنا القرآن ثم السنة وبعده الإجماع فاسمع أنه وبعده ما صح من قياس أحكامنا قامت بذي القسطاس. That our foundations are the Quran, they happen to be the Sunnah, and then after that they happen to be the consensus, meaning scholarly agreements. Everybody agrees, all of the scholars agree on this, so there's no way that all of those scholars could have made a mistake, meaning everybody misread the Quran, couldn't have happened. Everybody misread the Sunnah, couldn't have happened. So that's why scholarly agreement is very important as well. And last but not least, the analogy. Okay, so it's haram to drink alcohol, we know that for sure. But where is the proof that marijuana is haram as well? Okay, the proof for that is that it's similar to alcohol in that it also intoxicates. That's the proof for that. So this is how qiyas is used. This is how analogical reasoning.
Asulul, that is asul.
That is qiyas.
That is
all qiyas. Of these are usul. Okay. The Quran, the Sunnah, the Ijma'.
Abdul Wahab Salim, a Canadian scholar, but I think so. We the Canadians are hum mehroom hai inki maujoodgi mein because he is not here in Canada. He is in Malaysia, I believe so. Is that right?
Yeah, up until recently, up until COVID time, and then I came here due to the circumstances, yeah.
But you will go back to Malaysia?
There's a possibility. Things could go either way at this point, yeah.
Okay, not a problem. And we definitely look forward to people like yourself being here. Mm-hmm. And our youth need you because youth want to correspond or talk to the young people like yourself. You are more aware of the tools, so I think our youth need you more than anything else. I wish you can stay here in Canada. Fiqh ki jab hum baat karte hain, to beta jani living in Canada, once we come here, yahan ka kawaneen aur zawabit jo hain, wo hame ye kehte hain ki aap apni will banao. Quran mein bhi will ka zikr hai, magar again most of us they read Quran in Arabic, they don't like to understand. Halanki Allah tabarak wa taala ne Quran mein ye farmaya hai ki jab tum ho to likh liya karo aur ek gawah bhi bana liya karo. Thoda sa I need to know about why it is important to have will, and our community and our people, especially in Canada, we are forgetting these wills to be done. Yes.
So there is an importance, definitely, when it comes to will. When you talk about fiqh and usul al-fiqh, there is a complete chapter within the books of fiqh which is related to will. Okay, so towards the end of the books of Islamic law, there is a complete chapter dedicated to the laws of how to do a will and so forth. So the laws over here, they encourage you to write your will. And so does Islam as well. Islam also encourages you to write your will. But there's one thing one caveat that you have to keep in mind. And that is that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ فَلَا وَصِيَّةَ لِوَارِثٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every person who had any right when it comes to inheritance, He's given those rights already in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa. Okay, Allah has already given all those rights. فَلَا وَصِيَّةَ لِوَارِثٍ. Thus, there is no more will that you can give to a person who's already given a prescribed inheritance. So there's a prescribed inheritance for the wife. She can't be given a will. There's a prescribed inheritance for the husband. He can't be given a will. There's a prescribed inheritance for the child in some circumstances. Depending on all the circumstances, it changes for different people. But the child, the father, the daughter, and so forth, there's some prescribed inheritance amounts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed in the Quran. So you go by that and you can't add to that. Okay, that's number one. The second very important thing is that the way a person could write a will potentially in Canada is that they could actually encourage that their estate is divided based on a certain system, and that is the Islamic system. Now, there is actually forms that you can fill out quite easily, offered in many masajid. You can go to the masjid and ask them for help on this, and they will give you a form where you can fill out this form and ensure that your estate is divided based on the Islamic principles. Okay, that's something that every Muslim, I think, that has a large sum of money and wants to ensure that his children get their share from the inheritance in an equitable and Islamic way, that's something I encourage that everyone should do.
तो बिल्कुल साहब आप इस चीज़ को देख लीजिएगा बट आई हैव अ क्वेश्चन यू नो व्हाट मैं वो बट वाला यू नो आई हैव बट इफ्स एंड बट्स एवरीवेयर फॉर एग्जांपल इवन दो इफ आई यू नो व्हाट मोस्ट ऑफ द नॉन मुस्लिम स्पेशली दे हैव एन ऑब्जेक्शन यू नो व्हाट इन इस्लाम दे डू नॉट रिस्पेक्ट वुमेन दैट मच सो वुमेन हैज वन चेयर मैन हैज डबल चेयर आई डिफेंड इट Because when I was married, my parents, they gave me enough things. And, of course, my husband got things from his parents. So I got three shares. At the end of the day, everybody gets three. Husband get double from the parents. Wife brings one part from... But people have objection. They you know, when you have to say something negative about something, they say that in Muslims, the women are not given right, and they are given one share, and the men are given double share. Any elaboration?
So there's a number of things to elaborate here, and it's a very good question, and I really do appreciate that you brought up this, but, okay? So the first thing is that just as women do get slightly less in some circumstances. This is very important, by the way, to highlight some circumstances, okay? So, in all circumstances, men have to be the providers. This is something that is unanimously agreed upon among every Muslim scholar that ever lived, right? That after marriage, the primary provider and the breadwinner happens to be the husband. So what wrong did the husband do to deserve this sort of treatment? If we're going to say that, oh, perhaps the woman is being neglected over here, what about the man here? Miskeen, subhanAllah.
Don't say this. Don't say miskeen man in front of me. But you are right, absolutely right. And Quran is, and I always say, and I always defended it, that if Quran says two shares for the man and one share for the woman, there is a maslahat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maslahat in this. And I remember I asked to a scholar as well, and he said if a woman earns, she can keep her money, but the actual provider is man of the house.
For sure. Yeah.
This is a Canadian system. Hum aadmi keh deta hai ki BVB. I always say, ki, you know, mere husband ne paise kaha leke jaane, usi ghar ke liye. बीवी के पैसे भी उसी घर के लिए हैं सो ऑल द मनी इज एट द सेम प्लेस सो आई यूज टू गिव एवरीथिंग टू मुजफ्फर सो दैट्स व्हाट इट इज बट कुरान में अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने एज दिस स्कॉलर टोल्ड मी दैट द होल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी इज मैन्स रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी तो अगर शेयर भी डबल मिल रहा तो फिर आपको क्या एतराज है
दैट्स जस्ट वन पार्ट ऑफ द डिस्कशन द अदर पार्ट इज दैट It isn't true that the woman gets half a share in every circumstance. There's at least five circumstances within the Islamic inheritance law where the woman actually gets more than the man as well. So that principle in which Allah says لِلذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ that a male should be giving, should be granted twice as much as the female, that's a very limited circumstance, meaning it's a few circumstances, but there are other circumstances in which women also get more as well. So what people that want to have something negative to say about Islam are doing by taking this verse and just stripping it out and saying that, look, the inheritance law in totality gives the man more than the woman, this is untrue.
No, but these are the people who just who are the fault finders.
Yeah.
But I know people who read Quran, studied Quran, although they are not Muslims. They say that this is a complete book, a book of law. Anyways, now the last thing what I would like to talk about is you are founder of Salik Academy. What is Salik Academy?
So Salik Academy is a platform that I founded in 2011. And it's a platform dedicated to producing content on traditional Islamic knowledge. And alhamdulillah, if you were to log on online on YouTube and search Salik Academy or my name, you'd find maybe around 200 odd lectures on different topics on Islamic sciences that are conducted all around the world. So Salik Academy is a platform to provide opportunity for people to learn the Quran, the Sunnah, the different Islamic sciences. There is a tafsir of the Quran that we're conducting as well. 15% of it happens to be completed, alhamdulillah. So they
Angrezi mein ki Urdu mein?
English.
What is the problem with us? Urdu mein samajhte hain, I don't know Angrezi.
I can understand Urdu, so I can also speak it as well, but not...
You want to address the world, you do not want to address people like me.
No, you, mashallah, understand English better than myself.
So, Salik Academy, if you go to Salik Academy, there are Quran se mutalik lectures bhi hain, aur tamam science, Islamic science. What is Islamic science?
So, the word science today has become very, very codified to empirical testing of things. Earlier on, when we look at the etymology of the term science, it was used to refer to any type of art that would be studied, that had principles and so on and so forth. So when we say Islamic sciences, we're not talking about scientific Islam. We're talking about just Islamic domains and subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's what that means.
Aapne ye bhi sahi kaha, magar agar main Quran Pak ka hawala deti hun, to Quran Pak mein, of course, science ko aapne bade lafzon ke beech mein maine aur aapne zikr karna shuru kar diya, magar قرآن میں زمین کے سینٹر کے بارے میں کور کے بارے میں ذکر ہے آج جس گریویٹیشنل پل کی ہم بات کرتے ہیں قرآن پاک میں زمین کی کور کے بیچ میں دھاتوں کا ذکر ہے all metals are there is that right or no
yes yeah, so the Quran does definitely speak about the tectonic plates it speaks also about the gravitational forces it speaks about many different scientific phenomena as well and that's one of the aspects of the miracles of the Quran. And if you allow me to say something here, which I think is very important, and that is that there's actually a group of people today that after the discovery and after the presentation of the scientific miracle of the Quran became very prevalent, there's a group of people who have now come and said there is no such thing as the scientific miracle of the Quran. The Quran is not a book of science. We admit the Quran is not a book of science. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this an ever-living miracle. So in our times, people are fond of science in a way that they've never been fond in human history, perhaps. People are fond of empirical testing in a way that perhaps human history never had it in this way. So because of that, and because of the fact that the Quran is an ever-living miracle, Allah allowed those verses to contain isharat. Okay, signals through which we can recognize that Allah is referring to a scientific domain, or Allah is referring to a scientific discovery within this verse, and the fact that He's making reference to this 1400 years ago, and we only discovered it just 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
I agree. I'll go.
It's quite miraculous, in my opinion.
I'll just stop you here. I'll stop you for there. You said that Quran is a book of law, it is not science, but I think it has science. One of the surah which we all go through every day, jaise maine ye Quran Pak ka ek, I don't exactly remember, it's marked in my Quran, jisme Quran ki core ka zikr hai aur dhaton ka zikr hai, nizam-e-shamsi ka zikr hai, of course the jahano ka zikr iske beech mein hai,
kahin na kahin
planets ka zikr hai. قرآن میں سورہ یاسین کی آیت ہے اولم یر الانسان ان خلقنہ من نطفت فاذا ہوا خصیم یعنی ہم نے اس کو نطفے سے پیدا کیا سو دیر از اے سائنس ان اٹ آج اگر سائنس نے پروف کر دیا کہ ون فیٹس از کریٹڈ بٹوین سپرم اینڈ این ایگ تو نطفہ وہی ہوا نا تو قرآن نے 1400 سال پہلے نطفے کا ذکر کیا
I agree completely and wholeheartedly.
بارش کا بادلوں کا اس کا ہر ایک
تو what is this science
yeah so what I'm saying is that there are people that contests the claim that you're making
oh there are people
yeah. So I personally don't believe that this is a contestable claim I believe that the Quran
it's
has
a book of law it has you know it has addressed everything it has addressed science as well now This is us, we the human being. Allah نے کہا کہ قرآن کو سمجھو and explore.
Yeah.
Is that right?
For sure.
اوکے سالک اکیڈمی آپ کی اکیڈمی ہے اینڈ آئی تھینک یو ویری مچ فار آئی نو یو مسٹ بی تھنکنگ شی از ویری انپرڈکٹیبل ڈیڈ یو تھنک دیٹ
نو I actually, what I did is, once you sent me the links to your channel, I watched a few of the shows to know...
You knew she's bad.
...how to predict you. So, nothing you've done as of yet has
so
been unpredictable.
So, I was prepared for it.
Yeah, I was prepared.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But, beta jani... No. They say that the ilm hasil karne ki uski pyaas hai. Ek baat, one thing what I would say, I think in every religion teaches the right thing. These are the human beings... who mess up. اور آج کل تو ہم نے ہر چیز کو یہ جو سوشل میڈیا آپ کا آ گیا ہے نا اٹ ہیز میسڈ اپ ایوری تھنگ ایوری تھنگ سو وائل آئی واز ٹاکنگ ٹو یو آئی واز لکنگ ایٹ یو اینڈ آئی واز تھنکنگ ماشاء اللہ کسی کا بیٹا ہے ہاؤ مچ یو لو یور مما
ہاؤ مچ ڈو آئی لو مائی مام اوکے اٹس ہارڈ ٹو ڈسکرائب ہاؤ مچ آئی لو مائی مام اینڈ ہاؤ مچ شی از مینس ٹو می It's enough to say that every time I think of the fact that, think of life without my mom, I start to go into tears.
I love you, beta.
Uncontrolled.